Our first lesson this morning comes from the prophet Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Let us listen for God's word. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you, the wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba will come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord.
Our second scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 2. Listen again for God's word. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who was born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of God for the people of God. I completed a journey this week that I have been on for over 40 years, a journey I started when I was only 6 years old. This past Thursday, I saw the final Star Wars movie, The Rise of Skywalker. And with that, I completed the 9-episode saga that tells the story of the Skywalker family and its battle with using the powers of the Force for good or for ill. From those first scenes of Luke Skywalker on Tatooine and Darth Vader on the Death Star in Episode 4, I traveled through every episode, enjoying the new hope in each rebel victory and enduring the lows of the Empire striking back and the annoying presence of Jar Jar Binks. As a devoted fan, I tried to wrap my head around how Palpatine could be a phantom menace and mastermind such an elaborate scheme to become emperor, to create armies of clones simply to be warriors, and to take revenge as a Sith with little care for anyone or anything that got in his way. I celebrated as the Force awakened, finding Luke, the last Jedi, and watching his nephew Ben, Darth Vader's grandson, struggle with the good and the bad in him. And then to hold on tight as the final battle happened on the Sith world of Exegol and wait to see how the journey would both conclude and rise again. I have traveled the way of Star Wars. I traveled with the rebels when all they had was hope and a bucket of bolts called a Millennium Falcon, and when it seemed like the dark side would win. I was there for the glory days when the Jedi seemed like a strong force for good, and through the dark days when they were almost entirely destroyed. Now, if you don't understand anything about what I'm talking about, I'm sure we can find some people here today who will help explain it to you. And if you don't care about anything I just said, I'm sure we can find some people who will explain it to you anyway. Either way, it was a saga of cosmic proportions that took viewers on a journey across a galaxy far, far away, and I, for one, am glad I went. I'm not sure I felt overwhelmed with joy at the end of the last movie, like the wise men did after their journey in our scripture passage today, but I'm still glad I went. The wise men, too, were glad when they went on their journey in our scripture reading. A star had caught their attention as it rose in the sky. These Middle Eastern men who complete our Christmas season had somehow connected that particular star in the sky to the birth of a child who was born King of the Jews. We don't know how they made the connection or why. We only know that they did, and that they were so convinced of the connection between this rising star and the birth of this child that they followed the star to the place where the child lived in order to pay him homage. They were so convinced of that connection that they packed their bags, they assembled their entourage, they left their home, and they went on a journey to see what or who the star would reveal to them. The Christian church has called this Sunday Epiphany Sunday, in honor of the Magi's journey and the divine discovery revealed to them in the manger. That's what Epiphany means, the appearance or manifestation of a divine being, a revealing moment. The star led these travelers to the place where the child was. And on entering the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they knelt down, paid him homage, and offered him gifts. The star led them to that epiphany, to that revelation of the child born King of the Jews, and they were overwhelmed with joy. But I'd like to think that epiphany was one in a string of divine moments that started long before their arrival and their gift giving. I think it started when they paid attention to the star and started asking questions about what that star means. That led them to plan their travel. That led them to embark on the trip itself, to find each other, and to see the many places and people along the way they might never have seen otherwise. That trip also gave them the chance to look up and notice more about the sky and the beauty of creation around the star they followed. That trip also led them to a king whose paranoia was so palpable and who ultimately plotted against not only this newborn king, but all babies and toddlers in Bethlehem. The Magi realized pretty quickly that Herod had definitely gone to the dark side, and that encounter led them to travel home by another way. I imagine that the Magi had a whole string of epiphanies along the way, all because they followed that star. And I'd like to think that the ultimate epiphany, seeing the newborn king, helped them see that God, that the God in that baby had been with them all the way to the manger and would continue with them on their travels home by another road. That's what this Sunday, Epiphany Sunday, is about. Seeing the Christ child, seeing God with us, actually be with us on our journey through life and ministry together, having big and little epiphanies that continue to show us that truly God is with us. I don't think it's a spoiler to share with you that during the Star Wars movie, Rey, the heroine, offers a phrase at two different times. "Be with me," she says. She utters these words, "Be with me," in the midst of her training as a Jedi and in her darkest hour. She was calling out to all the Jedi who had come before her, summoning their presence and power with her, filling her with courage and strength to withstand and ultimately defeat the dark side. The good news of this journey that we've been on through Advent, Christmas, and now into Epiphany is that God is already with us. From the babe born in Bethlehem to the risen Savior to the Spirit that dwells within us, God is with us day in and day out, on the road as well as at our destination, through all the ups and downs in our darkest hour and in our greatest joys. But that's not always easy to see, is it? Even in our scripture reading today. If you look closely at our passage, God is never mentioned directly. We aren't told that God helped the wise men make the connection between the star and the newborn king. We aren't told that God gave them the courage to follow the star, something that really makes little sense to us. Instead, it was the pieces of the journey, all the little epiphanies put together, that led them to be overwhelmed with joy when they discovered the newborn king, their destination, and now their traveling companion. This is the final piece of our theme, Living the Nativity, to follow the star and go on the journey with the wise men and the wise women, to let the good news of Christmas be revealed in big and little epiphanies, the good news that God, that the God who was present in that manger so long ago, is living with us now, through the ups and downs of our lives, in the encounters we have with one another, in the beauty, grandeur, and power of creation, and in the search that we are on to be people of faith, and faithful people living out the ministry and mission to which God calls us. To help us follow the star this year, we'll be handing out star words later in the service like we did last year. We'll come forward for communion and the offering, and after you've received communion, we will hand you a star word, and we invite you to follow that word this year, whatever the word is. And let it frame the way you see your day, your week, your month, your year. Let it help you look more deeply at your relationships, your work, and the sort of choices you will make and the actions you will take. What epiphany is waiting to be revealed to you and me as we follow our star? I can't tell you now what you will discover. I can't tell you now where God will be revealed. That can only happen as you follow the star. But my hope for us is that we will take the journey and open ourselves up to what the journey has for us and the joy that awaits us along the way. Christmas may be over now, but the star is still shining. And we are called to follow the light into the new year and live the nativity, the good news that God is with us today and every day. Amen.